Thank you for calling Dial a Prayer, a ministry of Zion Lutheran Church in Petoskey, Michigan. Today we're taking a look at Matthew chapter 18. This is the chapter that's famous for how to deal with it when somebody has sinned against you, when somebody's made you mad. And Jesus gives his disciples and all of us a kind of a step-by-step tutorial as to God's plan for dealing with folks who have been difficult or problematic. And does any of this sound familiar to us? The first step, of course, is a personal discussion. Then you take maybe a small group of friends, people who are going to be neutral parties. Then you bring it to the church, and then, he says, you disassociate yourself as you would treat them like a pagan or a tax collector. Now, a lot of people look at this rundown, this list, and say, all right, I've gone through steps one and two, now step three, and then I can treat them as if I don't know them. But that's not the goal. The goal in Matthew chapter 18, the goal in any relationship, is reconciliation. Getting back together, being friends, being brothers and sisters in Christ, being people who know the same Savior and are loved by one another, just like God has loved us. So when we pray today, we're going to ask God to help us, as he prays in the Lord's Prayer, to forgive our trespasses, our sins, and also help us to forgive others. So let's join in prayer. Lord, be with us as we ask your mercy continually. We know that we are sinners, and you have reconciled us to yourself through Jesus and that cross. Help us now to love one another, loving one another so much that we put up with one another's frailties and faults, and we seek reconciliation and peace at any opportunity. Be with us, dear God. Strengthen us. Help us to forgive as we have been forgiven by you. We pray this and all things in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for calling. Have a great day.